The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Lovie Smith. The Illini returned 12 total starters, including 7 on offense and 4 on defense. Illinois will hold an open practice on Saturday before concluding spring ball on April 26th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Would you like to make some opening comments or go straight to questions?
Oh, I can make a few comments. Just excited about everything going on around here. Got a late start. We're catching up quickly. Excited about this weekend where, we'll get a chance to, give our fans a little taste of what we've been doing. From there, I'll take your questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Steve Greenberg with Chicago Sun-Times.
Good afternoon, Lovie. Good, thank you. Everything's great. Have you found so far that you're working out all sorts of new muscles here? And you know, what kind of stuff have you done for the first time in a long time?
One more time.
I'm asking what sort of things have you experienced for the first time in a long time? I'm assuming everything hasn't been, the same in college as it is in the NFL.
Well, Steve, most of it has been, though. Off the field, as you talk about the overall picture, yes. I mean, there are recruiting calls. Recruiting is a base part of each day. You have to pay attention to class schedule, class attendance, and what's going on academically. That part has been different. The football part, though, has been pretty much been the same. When you come into a new program, getting to know the players' names, getting them in the right positions and things like that, that's just typical stuff that I've done going to a new place.
Have you had a sort of welcome, back to college moment that stands out?
Not moment, I'll just say, but, first off, having to adjust the schedule, I'm still getting used to that a little bit. There's a block of time during the day that, you can't practice and things like that. There's only a certain time where you can practice. And early on, it was going to be earlier in the morning for us, and we've adjusted it to the evening period. So that's been a change. As I mentioned, academics a little bit. But that's pretty – not one moment. I'll say just a few general things.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Lovie. Two questions. The first is, I'm just curious about your impressions of Wes Lunt and how you feel like he fits into the schemes you want to run.
Well, I've been very impressed with Wes. When you come into a new program, you like a little bit of veteran, a few upperclassmen at certain positions. Of course, quarterback, is one of those. So to come in and have a player like Wes, who's, he's poised, he's under control, he can throw the football. He's had success, of course, in our conference. Meant a lot. Still, of course, we're getting to know each other. Garrett McGee is doing a great job. With him. So it's very encouraging, and it meant an awful lot to have a, veteran player in place like that.
The second question is more off topic, maybe a little more random, but there's some evidence, at least anecdotally and some, I guess, statistically, that show there's overall in sports an increase of ACL injuries. I'm just wondering, have you noticed that throughout your career, and have you also noticed just different approaches to that type of injury?
It seemed like for a while there, it was more talks of you. You were talking about ACL injuries a little bit more, and it seemed like we got control of it a little bit. Of course, it's fresh on our minds with
right.
Michael Dudik, our good receiver going down with an injury. But I can't say that there's any more now. Of course, we have the best that you can possibly get medically. The train to try to avoid it, and I think shoes that you wear, we as a general rule, I try to stay on a natural surface as much as possible, out of season, spring ball, training camp, and those things. But beyond that, you know, some injuries are going to happen. And unfortunately, we had one this year, but haven't had a whole lot of these injuries.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Nathan Baird with Journal and Courier.
Hi, Levy. I was curious, just your impressions of Josh Whitman and what role that played in your deciding to come to Champaign.
Well, Josh played a big role, at the, you know, the most important role. I'm here because of Josh. First of all, Josh's vision on the direction he wanted to take the athletic program, in particular the football team. It meant a lot that I would be working with a guy that knows everything about being a football player in college ball, knows everything about being a good football player and a great student in college ball. And then just kind of getting to know him personally. You know, my plan was to stay out this year and see what happened unless a great opportunity came along. And if you know Josh Whitman, you know he's got a plan. He knows how to deliver that plan. Something I haven't done in a while is recruiting. Josh did a great job. He's a good recruiter. He sold me on how we could do this. So enjoyed every day working with him, looking forward. My wife, Mary Ann, and I are looking forward to getting to know he and his, you know, his wife, Hope, and looking forward to working together for many years.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the mind of Scott Docterman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Lovey, how important was it that Josh Whitman was able to allocate resources like for your assistant coaches, I think a $4 million pool, and also in the recruiting environment to help bring you to Illinois?
Very important. And when I talk about a part of, you know, why I bought into what Josh, if you know Josh, I mean, he's organized with a plan. And Josh, being a football guy, knew that in order for us to, you know, catch up and compete, you know, year in and year out, that's what you have to have. You have to be able to draw the top coaches. I was able to get the coaches I wanted here. And it's just not the coaching part. It's about the support staff and all of the things around a football program that makes it successful. And Josh knew that coming in, so that was a part of the initial presentation on how we would do this.
When you look at recruiting, what do you think are the absolute must areas for you? Is it Chicago? Is it the state? Is it the Midwest? What's your priority?
Priority, first off, is our state. We're the flagship University of Illinois, so we have to take care of Illinois. Of course, part of taking care of Illinois is the Chicago area. We have some good players from Chicago now, and that's our number one recruiting area that we will have. St. Louis is close. Now, there was a time, you know, I've had a chance to go to different places, and we've done some, had some function, you know, one big function down in St. Louis, and players down there let me know there was a time there were 15 to 20 players on my roster from St. Louis. I think we had one coming in the fall right now. We have to change that. St. Louis will be another area that we'll recruit. And then you can go to an Indianapolis also. There's a triangle that's fairly close around us. I'm from Texas. I make that known most of the time. We have Texas ties. We'll hit it. We also have Florida ties and Georgia. Wherever there are hotbeds of athletes, Josh and the commitment we've made as an athletic department, we'll recruit.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Next up on the teleconference is Illinois' Wes Lunt. The senior quarterback led the Illini with 2,761 passing yards and 14 touchdown tosses last season. Wes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to give us some quick thoughts on the spring so far, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, spring's been pretty good so far. Finished practice 7 last night. Really kind of getting to know the coaching styles of all of our new coaches, and the coaches are feeling out all the players. This is new for everybody, but I think offensively it's been a pretty smooth transition. Got a lot of bright guys in each room, and I think everybody's picked up the offense pretty well, and defensively guys are flying around, playing with a lot of intensity and speed, and so far it's been a good spring.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Paul Banks with Red Eye.
Hi, Wes. Thanks for doing this. I saw your video on the official Alana page about working in the ticket office and about your aspirations to one day becoming an athletic director. I'd like to see how that's been going for you and what you've learned selling tickets over the phone.
Yeah, to complete my degree, I had to do an internship. So the first 8 weeks I worked in fundraising, met a lot of people, went to a lot of basketball games, met donors, just interaction of getting to know the people that, you know, supply everything for us with, like, Memorial Stadium and our scholarships. And then my last 8 weeks is with the ticket office. I've just been interacting over the phone, learning the system, kind of how we do things, seating people on Saturdays, and how we do our season tickets, and really just kind of got to know some people over the phone, just learning the people that buy the season tickets and come and cheer us on Saturdays. So it's been a really good experience. Met a lot of people inside the Illinois Athletic Department, and so far it's just been a good time.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Wes. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Just curious, as now that the kind of the drama around Illinois football is gone, how much just being able to focus on football and move ahead is going to help you guys this season?
Yeah, I think, finally, had a lot of stability with Josh Whitman and Coach Lovey. I think it's been a smooth transition, as an order of when, Coach Q was let go and Coach Smith was hired. It's actually been pretty smooth. There's been a ton of communication between Mr. Whitman and Coach Lovey Smith. So I think it's been pretty good so far, and I think the guys are really excited to just kind of be back to football, almost halfway through spring ball already. I think, guys are just flying around, learning the system. Every day is a learning day for us, and it's been good so far.
Good. Thank you for your answer. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Steve Greenberg with Chicago Sun-Times.
Wes, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You've had a number of head coaches, offensive coordinators, quarterback coaches. I think you probably don't need me to tell you that. But in your time, mm-hmm. including Oklahoma State, at any point, has in your experience, did it become kind of hard to listen to a new voice, to put your faith in a new, a new figure? Has it just been difficult for you personally? And then, I want to ask you, what, if anything, is different about these guys now, Lovey, from Lovey on down?
Yeah, I think the difficult part about it is just you build a relationship with every coach. You spend a lot of time together in the film room, just talking about football and talking about life. So I think the difficult part with that is letting that relationship go for a little bit. I still am in contact with coaches that, have coached me, but just listening to a new voice and really trusting can be hard, just because, you really have a good relationship with that person that was let go. But this new staff has been awesome. Coach McGee and Coach Smith, the two people I really work with, and they've done a really good job of just being open. Coach McGee is a super personable guy, knows a lot about football, and, really knows how to connect with each quarterback in the room. I think that's why he's been so successful everywhere he's been. It's just the way he can kind of communicate with each quarterback in their own different way and teach us at our own pace. And, that's what I've really enjoyed so far this spring.
You mentioned you're still in contact with previous coaches. Has anyone given you a word of really good advice or encouragement about, continuing to go forward in your career and embrace the latest change?
I just got some texts. Just stay positive. I think the bottom line is they all understand college football because they worked in it, and they realize that, any day things can change. And I think, just keep praying to God and staying with the course and believe in yourself and believe in the new system that's going to be here with these coaches and Mr. Whitman leading the way. So that's kind of the advice that, I've got from coaches and just family in general.
Appreciate it, Wes.
Thanks.
We've got time for one last question here.
And our final question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, on the football side of things, how difficult is just kind of going through the verbiage, if nothing else, the calls, going from, as Steve mentioned, several different systems, several different, coordinators and what have you. How challenging is that just to go through the play calls that differ from coach to coach?
Yeah, that's probably been the most difficult thing. I think you'll see in every offense a lot of the concepts overlap, so it's a lot of the same things. But like you said, the verbiage, the terminology is different. And I think also we're out of a huddle now, and that's completely different. I haven't done that in my fifth year in college. I have not been in a huddle. So I think that's kind of, it's taken a little bit of time just for everybody to get used to it. But I think, practice seven, I think we've gotten a really good hang of it. And we're just going to keep getting better as spring progresses.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you. Go Illini.